we had no choice but to be a long-haul, low-cost airline. Well, I had the original plan to be a short-haul, a conventional low-cost airline flying A320s or Boeing 737s. But there was a big problem. Macau had a monopoly of air services, which was held by Air Macau at that time. And there was another 15 years, I think, of the monopoly still to run. So we had to negotiate a sub-franchise with Air Macau. And quite understandably, Air Macau didn't want to give us any juicy routes in the region. So we couldn't fly to China, we couldn't fly to Taiwan, we couldn't fly to pretty much anywhere that was close to Macau. So by necessity, we had to look at long-haul, low-cost operations, which at the time, of course, was pretty much unknown globally. I mean, there wasn't much going on in the long-haul, low-cost sphere. So we were pioneers in that regard. And we got Boeing 767s, and we started flying to the Maldives. We were the first carrier from Greater China to operate to the Maldives. And, of course, it later became a huge tourist market for China, for inbound traffic from China. We flew to Japan, we flew to Korea, which was kind of medium haul rather than long haul. But we also flew to Australia, and we operated to Vietnam, which was close by, but we started operations there. So when I left Viva Macau, which was about 9 months after we started operations, we had 3 aircraft, and we were operating a network that stretched from Japan in the north to Australia in the south, the Maldives, as I've said, and Vietnam. Doing moderately well as an airline, even though we were excluded from those very lucrative routes like Taiwan and mainland China.